Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with J.R. Moss, and he heads up administrator at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhart.
Good morning.
Did I get that right, or do I need a little correction, J.R.?
Oh, I think you absolutely got it right.
Okay. And I think most of the people listening to me kind of know where you're located at. It's sort of hard to miss you if you drive through Elkhart because you're right there.
Oh, we blend in with the local scenery and landmarks just wonderfully.
Yes, you do. And but again, you are a really important part of the scenery in Elkhorn. So the reason I wanted to visit with you, JR, is that you have an exciting, at least new program here related to art that your residents are doing. So what are they doing? Just to kind of give us the basic of what you've done so far with the art program.
Okay, well, I guess one of the things that's most exciting about it is really in our intent here, we are breaking through a lot of glass ceilings in terms of what the expectations are for life in a long-term care facility and what kinds of activities are provided for those who call it home. And the arts program we're very excited about right now. We just started collaborating with the New Century Art Guild in Kimbleton. And basically, that's a group of veterans who are also artists, and they have the ability to tailor their art classes and programming, and they do a variety of different things. They do sculpturing, they do canvassing, they do even some performance art things. And to tailor that to be able to reach our population of folks, and one of the things that's so exciting about it is how, when you look at the research that's being done in the field, that there's just overwhelming evidence that to stimulate those that have maybe cognitive decline or that have communication issues, that the arts is just an astounding vehicle to be able to reach them and bring out things you may not have seen before.
I think we just have hardly scratched the surface on knowing what the brain, how the brain operates, and what will help all those kinds of things. So the research is really very helpful and pretty exciting in my mind. So what did the residents do related to art?
Well, you know, I think we just found reinforced here that the arts is one area of the brain where the appreciation doesn't diminish with age. I think that there were a few residents coming in to the session, which this session was geared toward canvassing, toward painting. And there were some residents, I think, who came in not really knowing exactly what to expect. There was about 20 residents who participated. And so maybe there was a little skepticism, you know, at the very beginning, because it's a very new kind of thing that we're doing here.
Well, and I just hear a lot of people say, oh, I can't paint. And so, you know, I'm sure parts that's in their head. But yeah, no, it's kind of scary sometimes to try out something you haven't done before.
Well, my favorite comment from one of the residents was a fella who told me, he said, I'm going to tell you, I didn't know what to expect from this, but by the end of it, he said, this is more fun than stock car racing. So if you can get that kind of reaction, I'll take that anytime.
Any day. And so they got to paint, and not landscape. We're not trying to do like photographic kinds of things, right?
I would say that this, in the style that it is more impressionistic, so that it's a way to bring back a memory of an event or an experience in that person's life, such as the resident who painted a picture of a tractor. And the thing is, when you look in close and you're just looking at those individual components of it, it's kind of difficult to see. But when you stand back and look at the whole picture and his impression of being on a tractor, being on the farm, being on a tractor, it just becomes so clear that that's part of his memory there on the page.
You bet. Very clear that's what it is. Now, you've had a session or two. I mean, is this just a one-time kind of thing, or what's the plan for this visual art program?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to continue. We currently have, we were contracted for 9 sessions total, so we have 7 more subsequent to the last two, but we're also going to extend that based on the reception that we've received here, which has just been overwhelmingly positive. Just touches my heart.
Yeah, for sure. And I got to see some of those, and just there's a story with every one of them. And sometime here in the future, we're going to talk with you again, because you're going to have an art show. We're going to be an art gallery, and everybody can see these.
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited about that. And when you can just see it for your own eyes, and you can look at the experience of these folks that have been poured on a canvas, I think it's a very emotional experience. And we're really looking forward to opening that up to other residents and family members and members of the community.
All right. Now, when we talk about art, I'm sure many people just think about painting a picture. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But when we talk about the arts, that opens up a whole nother conversation.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many different components to the arts. And we're actually currently participating in dementia research clinical trials with the University of Iowa in order to develop kind of new best practices on that frontier, really, of dementia research. And one of the most promising, as I indicated earlier, is in arts programming. So this is really just the beginning of all sorts of new arts and therapeutic programs that we intend to offer here. And the thing is that it's also been for staff. A couple of months ago, we commissioned an artist to paint a mural on our lower level, which was just sort of a blank white wall like you'll see in the workplace sometime. And now I've had so many staff that have commented, you know, that it feels like we're not just walking in a basement or in some kind of setting like that, it just makes the surroundings and the environment so much more pleasant.
Makes their whole day more pleasant too. So is what's next on the scene in terms of where's music in this whole program?
We have actually, very excited about that. We have contracted with a licensed music therapist team who will be coming in every week and doing two sessions because we have two different kind of units here at the facility. And they'll be doing two different sessions and this, I think, is the key in developing individualized programs for these residents. And the whole intent of the music therapy program is to show the effect of different kinds of music in stimulating behaviors. It's been particularly beneficial for residents that have communication issues or that have some anxiety. And to alleviate that, certain different kinds of music almost act as a trigger in the brain. And it's wonderful. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, just one more new possibility. JR, just for a minute, I want to ask a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up and kind of how did you get to this stage here in Elkhorn?
Well, you're probably very surprised that I am not a Western Iowa native.
That's right.
I am originally from the great state of Tennessee, the Nashville, Tennessee area. And actually started out there working after college on political campaigns and things like that. And got very interested in healthcare issues as a result of the major national, state, local debate that was going on with healthcare at the time, and has continued on until now. And so decided that I wanted to make a change. And in politics, you know, oftentimes you make your biggest impact on election day, but this is a field where you get to see the impacts every day. And I've been here for about 6 months as the administrator of Salem Lutheran Homes, and have just been overwhelmed by the, you know, they say that hospitality is a Southern thing. You hear that there's a lot of Southern hospitality, but it extends to parts of the rest of the country as well.
Well, that's good. Well, that's a really positive note, and lots of changes to get used to, but obviously you have lots of excitement for your work here. I'm not going to just say your job, your work here, your profession here. And so we want to thank you for visiting with us, J.R. Moss, who is the administrator for the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. And until next time, here is a thought. Art is your personal diary where you may color your thoughts and emotions on a page.